This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And going into a long weekend, a two-segment program today to talk about some things that have been going on and some things coming up with a couple of different organizations. Allie Shaver from Wildlife Safari, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, allegedly there's a long weekend here for some, but I know that you guys are staying very busy out there. And for people that come out over the weekend, over Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe even later today, what's going on out there?
Well, you know, we're just really busy, packed with visitors coming for the long weekend, trying to get as many encounters in as they can before school goes back.
And this time of year, you guys probably stay very busy.
Yes, we do stay busiest in the summer, but for some reason, the last couple of weeks, we've been unusually busy.
Well, I know a lot of people trying to cram that last trip in, you know, with their kids before August. One of the things about Wildlife Safari as well is you pull in people that may be on a long trip, but specifically stop in Winston because they've been there before or they've heard about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We get people from, honestly, all over the world. We get people from India, Japan, and all across the United States as well.
And I know that a lot of people here, you kind of get used to Wildlife Safari being here and all the things that are there. But anytime I talk with somebody who's passing through the area who doesn't know about it, they're usually say something to the effect of, wait, you have that here?
It is a shock factor. Not a lot of people realize, one, how much space we take up, but two, that we're really tucked away.
Yeah, a lot going on over the last few decades for Wildlife Safari. So you've got some events coming up. Tell us about some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. We have our event next Friday, actually. So September 5th is our annual benefit dinner. What that is it's our biggest fundraising event that we do at Wildlife Safari. We do it every single year, usually the first weekend of September. And we do oral silent auctions. We do catered dinners. You get dessert. You get complimentary beverages. And it's a really fun night.
And is there a special project you're working on this year?
There's not a project, it's more of the general support of Wildlife Safari this year.
All right, so an opportunity for people to come out, have a fun evening, and I would presume, because you do it there at the safari, that people might also get up close to some of the animals.
Absolutely, so we will have animal appearances throughout the night, as well as cheetah photos, so everybody can take a photo with a cheetah.
And let's see, over the course of the evening, if somebody wanted to come out, how do they get tickets?
You can get tickets online at wildlifesafari.net, or you can come out to Safari and we can get them all situated right there for you.
And again, that's next Friday night. What time does it start?
6 p.m.
And what are you serving for dinner?
I don't know the exact menu, but it's from Alexander's Greek Cuisine.
All right. And they've been catering that for quite a while. So
yes.
An opportunity to really learn more about Safari, though, by coming out. And it's amazing the response you get every year from the people that do attend this event.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming up next Friday. What else is on your schedule?
Well, next we have Booze and Brews. So that's an October event. So in Halloween, it's a 21 exclusive event. So you have to be older than 21 because it's a beer tasting event. So we have different beer vendors coming out. We have wine vendors coming out. This year is a little bit newer because we actually have a DJ coming out too. So our dome is kind of being turned into a dance floor.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We're doing a costume contest. It's adult Halloween. It's so much fun.
And what's the date for that?
That is October 18th.
And how do people get tickets?
You can get tickets online at wildlifesafari.net, or you can come in and we can hook you up in the building too.
And what's the cost for this?
$25 per person.
All right, so that's coming up as well. What else is on the schedule?
Then after that, we have Zubilee. So that is our family fun Halloween event. It goes for 3 days, so October 24th through October 26th. And it's trick-or-treating through the village. So bring the kids. You guys get to go trick-or-treating throughout the village. There's also going to be animal appearances there as well.
All right, and let's see. Going into, I hate to use the word fall because it's not fall yet. We still have another full month practically of summer. keep wanting to remind people that. But once we get into fall, you've got camps.
Yes, we do. So our first fall camp is September 27th. So we're doing them as day camp. So you don't have to worry about whether they're in school or not, because they're also going to be on weekends. So drop your kids off, leave them there for a few hours, go and run your errands, and let them learn about all the things that we do at Wildlife Safari.
So are these, what days of the week are these held?
They are Saturday for younger kids, and then older kids are Sunday.
And how many hours?
4 each.
4 hours each. Okay, so an opportunity to learn some things and to hang out in the park that long.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What about other things that are happening out there? Some of the projects you have going?
Well, we have 2 current projects that we're working on. Our biggest right now is our lemur house. So for those of that have been to the safari, there's the lemur island right there in the middle with the koi ponds. The house is not up to the standards that we would like it to be. So our project that we're starting next week is rebuilding that, giving it a better structure, more room as well. So we'll be able to have mom and baby lemurs, and it'll give room for vet staff to go in and give better care to the animals as well.
This is pretty tiny now.
It is pretty small, and with it being in the koi pond, the floor does not hold up very well, so we're constantly always having to replace the floor. So that's one of the biggest factors that we're getting fixed.
So is it now going to be not above the pond?
It will still be in the pond, but it's going to be not wood.
Ah, well, that would probably make a difference.
Yes, it would.
So that's going on, and let's see, what else do you have coming up?
So we have our other project, which is our cheetah fencing. So we've had the cheetah fencing there for a long time, and it's time for an upgrade. So we can't start that project yet because we don't have the funds. So we do have donations up on our website for people to go in and donate to our cheetah program to help us with the fencing.
Now, and were you talking there about the area where you are... the drive-through area, right?
Not just the drive-through. It'll also be the cheetah spot that's inside the village.
All right. So, because you obviously you've got to have fencing that is indestructible.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty sound to hold back those cats.
All right. So, opportunities there, and how do people help out?
Yeah, you can go on our website at wildlifesafari.net, and under the support tab is where you'll see the cheetah program. If you click on it, it kind of talks about the cheetah project that we're doing, so the fencing, and then it also allows you to donate.
All right, a couple minutes left here. What have you been sort of highlights of this summer that you've seen?
Oh, wow. This is my first summer here. So the painted dogs was really exciting because I got to be here for a whole new species entering the park, which is a big deal. And then, you know, also the sad things that happened over with the abandoned zoo, but we got to help out and we got to relocate those animals into better homes. So those would probably be my 2 highlights.
Yeah, it was a tough situation. As well, probably just getting a feel this summer of what it's like out there with so much going on.
Yeah, it was a shock factor because I started late spring and then they're like, oh, summer's here. Here's all these things. And I'm just like, oh, this is a lot. But you know what? I made it through. I enjoy it a lot. So I'm really happy to see how we can improve next summer.
And while you've only worked there a few months, I mean, you've been there quite a bit in the past, right?
I've visited the park, honestly, probably twice before
okay.
I started working
wow.
there. Yes, I've gone through the drive-thru more since I've worked there, though, and, of course, done the encounters.
So what are some of the things as you kind of get used to looking around that were particularly interesting?
I think the thing that I found most interesting was every time you go through the drive-thru, it's different. And that sounds silly to say because everything's the same, but you get to see more animals each time, or the animals are always just changing and doing things different, plus all the babies that you see as you go through each time as well.
And are you ever amazed at just how many animals there are?
Yes, it's crazy. And sometimes you don't get to see them all, especially like the herd of buffalo. Sometimes they're in the trees, you don't see them all. And then one day they're all out and you're like, wow, I didn't realize we had that many buffalo.
Wow. And let's see, most unusual animal that maybe you'd never seen before?
The African painted dogs.
What's that like being around them?
Well, they're still warming up, but they're interesting to see, especially because they're a lot bigger than you'd think they are. They seem pretty small in photos. I think it's comparison to their ears, but they're really large.
Really? So compare them to another dog species.
If I were to compare it to a dog breed, I would probably say close to like a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Okay. So pretty, yeah, I think I thought they were smaller too.
Yeah, they're pretty big. You should come down and check them out.
All right, so all that going on at Wildlife Safari, and again, the Night Under the Stars next Friday. Remind people about that one.
So Night Under the Stars is our annual benefit dinner. That's September 5th at 6 p.m. on our events lawn. Catered dinner, free beverages, auctions, all in support of Wildlife Safari.
All right, Allie Shaver from Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
12:45, our second segment, when we come back on Inside Douglas County and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:48. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll have specials for you in the noon hour on Monday and from 6 to 9 a.m. as well for Labor Day. John Demoff of Thrive Umpqua, thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you again, Kyle.
Yeah, so I know you guys have been staying very busy this summer. It seems like wherever I'm out and about doing things, there seems to be activity. I even saw last night... you had, now I'm thinking, I didn't plan to say this, it just hit me last night when I was downtown shopping. You had some folks doing some cleanup down off of Jackson Street.
Yeah, there are events being led by community members going on constantly. And that's what a community health initiative is all about. It's all of us working together and we're just trying to act like the glue. And so, yeah, last night you saw there is a regular downtown cleanup happening on a monthly basis. You may notice some of the flower areas have some new mulch added to it. And, yeah, there was also a sign language educational seminar that happened last night, too.
All right. Yeah. Now, I saw the folks working with the bark mulch just not too far from your building, actually, just that little space in between. On the way to the parking garage.
Right. That area there between the parking garage and the buildings next to Jackson, that needs a little TLC. So a lot of folks have been contributing over the years, and we just try to chip in and keep motivated to give it some attention because it's actually a very nice spot. And as long as we use it and it has activity, it can keep that way.
All right. So what are some of the highlights? Do you want to talk about things this summer, or do you want to look forward?
Oh, we could do all of the above. Well, hey, how about we do it chronologically? So since you were talking about some things you saw, I just want to give a shout out for a few things that maybe some folks may have attended. One, for the folks going back to school, we had some wonderful back-to-school bashes, one in Roseburg, one in South County, over 1,000 people attended. So many wonderful partnerships, so many smiling faces. That was a great one. And then really happy to celebrate that ADAPT has been recertified as a Thrive Umpqua worksite. They accomplished a number of measures to meet that goal and support their staff around well-being. And to keep it going, we've got this fall, shooting forward ahead of time, we're going to do another community 5K at Ford's Pond. And if you didn't attend that one last year, it was a lot of fun around the new Ford's Pond. And come on out for that. That'll be in October.
You know what the date is for that?
I don't recall. Check Facebook or the website.
All right. So we'll be watching for that. And then can you guarantee the weather will be perfect?
I got my fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, early October tends to be actually pretty good around here.
Well, so. You know, one of the board members for Friends of Ford Pond, he wanted it to be initially a mud run. And so he was like, rain or shine, come on out. It'll be trails. You can go wherever you want. So weather is not going to be a factor. If it rains, it'll just be that much funner.
Well, or muddier, yeah.
Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's talk about this longest table community dinner coming up.
Last year, you may remember hearing about this. This is going to be the second annual longest table community dinner. It's a free event offering people an opportunity to connect, have conversation, meet new people. If you recall last year, the Green Fir Grove Bridge that leads into the south entrance of the VA, that's where it was. We actually had that bridge. A long table was put, dressed up so beautifully. Over 100 volunteers cleaned up the area and set it up for this event. And the purpose of it is for us to get to know each other as community members. It's amazing. Just a couple days ago, I was talking to someone who lives right outside downtown Roseburg, and they were saying, I don't even talk to my neighbors. I don't know them. And this is what we're finding, that no matter who you are, where you are, we are not communicating as much. We don't get to know people as much. So this is our kind of signature event where hundreds of people can sit together, have a meal, and just talk, get to know one another, meet new people. So it's Sunday, September 21st, downtown Roseburg. It's going to start at 6. The dinner starts at 6, but check-in is at 5:30. Registration is required. And it's going to be right in downtown Roseburg, right on Jackson Street.
And really right by your offices.
Yeah, there's a number of local downtown businesses that are all right there that are pitching in, including Jackson Street Provisions, providing the food. So many partners are coming together. And a special shout out to UHA for giving a lot of support and funding for this to help bring people together, not just in Roseburg, but downtown, which is such a wonderful place for people to come together and see all sorts of shops, different types of art. All sorts of things are happening there.
Now, I'm sort of a logistics guy sometimes for different events. Are you using the same table you used last year?
Yes. Believe it or not, it is. If you came last year, it sat 400 people. And it is going to be the same setup, decorated differently, right down the center of Jackson. Of course, it's going to be closed and cleaned up. It's going to be in that 500, 600 block, more or less where the farmer's market is, two blocks. It'll be shut down, decorated, and volunteers are welcome. So many opportunities to help set up, showcase different offerings, and facilitate the whole event. So please, if you're interested in volunteering and you want to help create a wonderful community event, check out the posters that are going to be around town, the website, Facebook, or come by our office. And if you just want to attend and spend an hour or two meeting new people, celebrating community, and then afterwards, hopefully we're going to have some nice music downtown, maybe some drinks, some showcased local businesses. We'll be celebrating downtown. It'll be a fun event.
So not really, I mean, not like somebody's down there giving a speech or something like that.
No, there's no agenda, really. Like, there is going to be an opportunity. Like last year, we celebrated people's grassroots community projects. We used it as an opportunity for people to talk about what they love about community, what they'd like to see happen in this community, and we collected that. And we're actually going to present a lot of information about what we learned last year and what could be done this year. So there's actually going to be an opportunity. If you have a grassroots effort that you'd like to support, there's actually going to be opportunities where that could be supported, even monetarily.
Wow. All right. So a fun thing there. Now, do people need to register for this?
Please, please, please. Yeah, because it's to get your seat at the table, we need to know who you are and how many are coming. So, yeah, registration will be required. And so it's super easy. You can call, email, Facebook, come by the office and get your name on the list. Seats are limited, but we hope to see as many people as possible.
All right, about a minute and a half left. What else do you want to highlight about Thrive Umpqua?
Well, one of the things that we're really looking at is the summer outdoor activities that are just, it's so nice outside. As long as the weather stays good, there's not smoke in the air, we're going to keep on doing fun things. A lot of things happening at the schools, a lot of things happening at different work sites and organizations. A couple days ago, that we saw some smoke blow in. If anybody is having any issues with smoke inhalation due to, unfortunately, perhaps fires, feel free to come by the Thrive Umpqua office. We have dust masks that anyone can pick up, and we are going to be providing these free to whoever needs that. Believe it or not, smoke inhalation is a huge, huge risk factor for all sorts of chronic illness, a big, big health issue. So we're going to try to get those out to people that need them.
All right. Yeah, I think people are kind of learning about that more in the last few years. I think before 2020, when we had the Archie Creek fire, people just kind of tended to ignore it.
Absolutely. And yeah, now there's all sorts of studies showing that it can lead to, it's very definite. There's a higher probability of heart disease, all sorts of chronic illness with smoke inhalation. So go ahead, take a veil of those dust masks, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the weather will be great for September 21st for the longest table event, and we'll have great weather and great company.
And to get connected with Thrive Umpqua, how do they do that again?
Facebook, Thrive Umpqua is on Facebook, or the website, www.thriveumpqua.com.
All right, John Dima from Thrive Umpqua, thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.